So what's up with the 10 pieces of chametz? You have to understand, do you need to put them out? Do you not need to put them out? When do you put them out? So it would be a shorter shir because it's not, I mean, there's always stuff you could say about the 10 pieces, but a lot of it then gets into Kabbalistic stuff. But from a simple perspective, the Ravid writes that it's Mais and Oshim. That's who came up with the concept of 10 pieces, Mais and Oshim. And so a Baba Mais, which is a Baba Mais, right? It's an old wives' tale to put out 10 pieces. There's no need at all to put it out according to the Ravid. Comes along, stuck for the shir. So, no, right? It was Rishon. This is 1,000 years ago almost. So they're writing that it's a Mais and Oshim. Comes along the Ramah in Hilchos Pesach and says very clearly, Ben Nohagin, the minhag is, well, first of all, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything. So presumably Shulchan Aruch is agreeing with this Ravid that there's no need to put him out. The Ramah, though, says, Ben Nohagin, the minhag is, V'haniach pesisei chametz b'makom sheyimtzenu abodik. You should put it out in a place where the checker, the searcher, could find the chametz. And why? K'dei shloyei abracha levatala. So the bracha is not levatala. Because why? Because if you don't find anything, then you made a bracha al bir chametz, and bracha is wasted. What's the bracha going on? Says the Ramah further, no, no, me, that doesn't make any sense. In Lonas, and if you don't actually put out the 10 pieces, well, we gave, okay, it's not the big deal. Why? Didas kol adam im abracha levar im nimtza. Because your mind with the bracha is not that I'm going to find chametz. It's if I find, I will burn it. So, you get a bracha because you don't know if you're going to find it until later on. Now, did you say a bracha? And I'm going to search. I don't know if I'm going to find it or not. So it says first opinion of the Ramah says therefore put out 10 pieces so you know you'll find something. Because otherwise, it's going to be a bracha vatala. Second opinion of the Ramah says you don't need to do that because anyway, it's not a bracha vatala because your mindset is on if I find, I will burn. You're not saying I'm going to find. That's what the
10 pieces. 1 piece should be
the Rosa. Oh, 1 piece should be the Rosa. Right. So then you get into why 10 comes up. You're right. 10 seems to be a number which is based on Kabbalistic reasons. If you notice, Ramah just says, Nohagim Lahaniach Pesisei Chametz. Pieces of Chametz. Ramah doesn't say 10. Comes along.
Yeah, we find 9.
So yeah, but it's bad if you put out 10 and you only find 9. Then you have problems, but if you only put out 9. I saw some Achron ones they could put out 9 also. But that's also based on Kabbalistic reasons. 9 versus 10. But simply put, Mishnah Berurah doesn't, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't give you an amount. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he says that hey, anyway, this whole idea of putting out the pieces, you know, doesn't really make any sense. He says, the Taz says, the bracha goes on the chametz that you know about. I mean, you don't put out all your chametz. You don't hide the 10 pieces, not all your chametz. You have a box of Cheerios, which you know you're going to burn tomorrow, let's say. So you take 10 Cheerios or whatever, and you put them out in little bags, but you still have half a box of Cheerios, which you're going to burn tomorrow anyway. So the bracha is going on the box of Cheerios that you're going to burn. So whether you put out the little pieces in 10 bags or not is irrelevant, says the Taz, because the bracha has something to go on. The bracha is al bior chametz. So if you search and find nothing, but then you take your box of Cheerios and burn them the next day, you fulfilled your bracha. Al bior chametz, says the Taz, there's no reason for the 10 pieces. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, there are other reasons, but he doesn't say what those reasons are. Now, he also says, for Mr. Rabbi Feldstein over here, he says, V'gam Ari kos of minigzeh v'shiyaniach asara psisim. Ari is the one who says 10 pieces, but that's based on Kabbalistic reasons, which are above my pay grade. So I don't know, but it's no halachic basis from a purely, you know, non-Kabbalistic reason to put out 10 pieces. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know why you have to put out the pieces? He says, number one, because if you don't find any chametz, if you don't put out any pieces, and you don't find anything, so your bracha is not a bracha vato, but you know what? Tomorrow, you're going to forget to do bittul chametz. Because you're triggered to do bittul chametz when you take your pieces and throw them in the fire, then you remember, oh, I need to do save a kol chamira. So if you don't have any chametz to do, you're going to forget to do bittul, and then you're messed over. Because then if you do have chametz in your house and you didn't do bittul, you could be chayv karis. So not a good idea. So we put out these 10 pieces, which will trigger your memory to say the kol chamira. That's number one. Number two, then he says, if you don't find any chametz, you know what's going to happen? Next year, or even halfway through the bidika, you get through your whole bottom, manage to do your whole main floor, and you don't find one piece of chametz. And you're going to go upstairs. What are you going to say? Yeah, the heck with it. Okay, yeah. I did enough of Bedika. I haven't found anything on my main floor, my kitchen, anything. I'll do a perfunctory job. I'll just run through the whole second floor. And next year, you're definitely not going to search so well because the previous year you didn't find anything. So if we put out the 10 pieces, so at least there's some avoda in searching, which will encourage you to search properly. But now for the climax of the shir. Okay, ready for this? Says the Mari Spirit, and other sages as well, you need to put out 10 pieces. Why? Because otherwise, nowadays, our wives have cleaned the house top to bottom. There's no chance. I mean, my house, maybe because I let it, well, babies running around. But, you know, but if you don't have really little kids in your house, and your wife did a bedikas chametz beforehand, and you check your house, there is no chance you're going to find real chametz. I raise our hands. How many people, if you didn't have kids in your house, how many people without kids in your house have you ever found real chametz in the night of bedikas? I don't know. We have kids. The only time I've found real chametz must have been 1 or 2 years that you might have found a Cheerio here or there, like in a radiator, which probably not chayv to go for anyway because you dig it out and stuff like that. You don't really find boxes of Cheerios hidden in your. Maybe you guys have a real messy house, but we're not so neat freaks. But you still don't find real pieces of chametz, especially why? Because your wife or your mother, or whatever, spent the past month or 2 months combing through your house and cleaning. So if that's the case, if you make a bracha on the bedika, knowing you're not going to find chametz, so then you can't say what the Rama said, oh, the bracha is going if I find, because you're not going to find chametz. So you need to put out that chametz so it's not a bracha of atala. Comes along with say from Marv Olos, which is by Rabbi Eliyahu Posek, who was nifter in 1932 in Ukraine. One of the gedolim of Ukraine, this is, should be a zuchus for the people of Ukraine, is Rabbi Eliyahu Posek. He writes a whopper chiddush. Yeah? Ready? Based on this, the reason why you need to put out the 10 pieces, because if not, you're not chayiv in bedikas chametz at all, because your house is already all clean, right? Mm-hmm. You must put out the pieces of chametz during the day of the 13th. Why? Because if you wait till 7:50, let's say, time of the bedika, yeah? If you wait till 7:50, the night of bedikas chametz, okay, we're ready to start the bedikas chametz, kids, put out the pieces of chametz, it's too late! Because the night of bedika has come, your wife has already checked your house for the past 2 months, there's not a piece of chametz. The only reason why you're doing bedika's chametz is for those little pieces of bread that are about to be put out. But the night of the 14th happened, your house is already stamped kosher. Now you're going to go ruin your house and put out the 10 pieces, he says? He says, absolutely no need to. It's a waste of your time to put out the pieces. Unless you put them out before the bedika's chametz, then it's a waste. And he says, the Rama himself sounds that way. He says, you need to put out the pieces. You know what that means? If you don't put them out on the 13th day, don't bother, okay? You don't have to bother putting them out. But you could still do the bedika, maybe, perhaps, because whatever, but it's unclear why. But therefore, the whole point of putting them out is pointless. It just doesn't make any sense. Seriously, you have to put the pieces out during the day. I've never heard anyone say this. Comes along, all these achronim, you know, and attacking. The Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, his descendant of the Chassam Sofer, published something in the Sefer Olas HaChodesh about 30, 40 years ago, and he writes like this. He says, it doesn't make any sense. If you look at all the Rishonim, they all say, when do you put out the pieces? With Nei Abedika, they say. Kodem Abedika, Kodem Abedika. No one says the day before. And in fact, he says, some of them actually say, you know, Balayla, Ba'or Yudalid, or Balel Yudalid, Kodem Abedika. He says, so it doesn't make any sense. Then he quotes a Shulchan Aruch Harav, who says, before the Abedika in one place, but in the Siddur, he says, Zman Ma with Nei Abedika. What is Zman Ma? Loosely translated, a certain time before the Abedika. Zman Ma means like, could mean a few hours earlier, and if that's the case, then they have another proof that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it should be put out on the 13th day. Practically speaking, Re Nite Gavrio, the Paris Yosef Agada, as well as the Sefer Divrei Gaonim, they say clearly Minhag Klal Yisrael is to put out the pieces right before the Bedika on the night of the 14th, but I don't know. Maybe we should start a new Minhag, be Yotzevist thing. If you're going to put them out anyway, you might as well put them out a half hour earlier. Just be a little bit more on the game.
Some before and some after.
At least put one out. Correct. At least put one piece out. That's a good move. I didn't even think about it. If you put one piece out during the day, then you're fine. The only fear is, because I don't want to like encourage you so much, is once, if you put it out too early, what's going to happen? You're not going to find it. You should write it down anyway, but still, you better make sure that you find the chametz. Otherwise, this chumrah is going to lead to a clue and you're going to have problems. Shkoyach.